The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nazir. Daf Bet. Today's daf is being studied. The Eidu Nishmat Morzekini, Rabbi Yosef Ben Saram, Eidu Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenehem Began Eidin Amen, Rufuat Shilama Moshe Ben Dina, Vesara Ruhama, Bat Rahel, Vesara Bat Rahel, Elna Rafan Lahim. רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואתם קרובה לבוא וכן ירסון ונאמר אמן. בסימנת הבא we begin מסכת נזיר, which obviously talks about the law of a nazir from the Torah. That's a person that accepts upon himself to act in the way of a nazir, which basically has different laws. Cannot metamet and metim, is not allowed to drink wine and any of its derivatives, and cannot shave his hair. Stam Nazirut is 30 days, and the Masechet, as we learn it, will go through the different details of how to accept Nazirut and all the different technicalities of what Nazirut is all about. It should be noted that the commentary of Nazir on the right column is the Rivan. It is not Rashi. Rashi did not make a commentary on the second Nazir. Rivan is Rashi's grandson. And also the Tosafot of here in the Masechet, the custom is to learn the Tosafot. It's not like, of course, it's the custom always to learn Tosafot, but I mean to learn it as a running commentary to the Shekla V'Tereya of the Gemara. You see, he's much more explanatory than he is in other Masechetot. We begin the Mishnah.
Lecture mode on.
Kol kinuye nizirut kinzirut. If you remember, we learned in Masechet Nedarim that there's what's called kinuye nedarim. Right, a kinui is a similar or equivalent terminology. You're not saying the actual word itself. For example, the actual word would be Harini Nazir. That's the classic way to accept upon yourself Nazirut. But there's other ways where you can use similar terminologies that are also acceptable. Those are called Kinuyim. The Rivan. Kol Kinuyin Nazirut Kinzirut. Kol Amikabel Alav Nazirut. Be'otol Lashon Shibadu Lahem Hachamim. For example, the rabbis made up certain terminologies. Hareu Nazir. Kemo imamar hareni nazir. Okay, that's the simple. It's like he said, hareni nazir. Ve'elu en kinune nazirut. And if you want to know some of the kinuim, nazik, naziyach, paziyach. All those words substitute for nazir. Mi she'amar hareni nazik, o she'amar hareni naziyach, o paziyach, hareu nazir, mishum alen ta'meh. Okay, because the reasons that we're going to say that these are the words that the rabbis made up to substitute for the word nazir. Now, eat the amre lashon shibadu lehem hachamim. Like we learned in Masechet Nedarim, some say these are words that the rabbis actually made up. The eat the amre dehani kinuin lashon umoten. And some say they're actually terminologies of different languages. And the hachamim will really tell you that whatever language you use that is equivalent to the word nazir will also be good. Now, some explain like this, the logic why these words work. For example, one word is nazik. So the Rivan explains the kof of nazik. Imishum dechi mahakat leregel de kof de nazik. If you shorten the leg or raise the leg of the kof, it's nazir. Vedofen dehet de naziyach. The wall of the het of naziyach. Take the left wall of the head and knock it off. It's also nazir. Ve'gago depeh depaziyach. Which means ve'dofen hetshebo. Paziyach, if you take off the roof of the peh, right, comes a nun, and then the left wall of the head makes it as a resh. So therefore, these words over here, some want to say, they can be reconstructed into the word nazir itself. Look at the top Tosafot. Kol kinuyen nizirut kinzirut, kol davar she'eno ikar shemo, ken, anything that's not the main word, the main terminology, nikra kinuy, It's called kinui. That's like you said, equivalent terminologies. Lachul alav nizirut nechod aver ki'ilu amar b'shem ha'ikar. It's like you said, the primary terminology. Dehainu ehen nazir. That's the obvious terminology. U'mehanel dehmeheven nazir ki amar kinuim ehen nazik. O ehen naziyach. O paziyach. Kemo b'shem ha'ikar v'hem nekraim kinuim. So the Mishnah again, kol kenuye nizirut kenzirut. Ha omer ehe hare ze nazir. If a person just says the word ehe, I will be, that's already also an acceptance of nizirut. Now it should be noted, ehe. It should be noted, that's not a kinuy anymore. This is already a different subject called a yad. What is a yad? A yad literally means a handle, but a handle is used usually to pull the main item. You don't hold the whole item, you just pull the handle and the rest of the thing comes. So the same thing in terminologies, by saying ehe, that's considered a handle that already is able to pull the rest of the nizirut into play. Now the Gemara is going to explain that we're talking about over here a case where he said ehe, I will be. Will be what? It's talking about where a nazir was walking by. And at the time that as he was walking by, he said the word ehe. So that would be considered, which we'll see according to some shito, you would call that a yad that is mochachat. Because it's not enough to be a yad. Some shito say it has to be a yad that is evident. It has to be connected somehow to the nazirut. So look at the Tosafot. Ha'omer ehe, hareze nazir, ubegemara mefaresh di'ika hochacha. We're talking about that it was a yad mochachat, that it was evident. Kemo שנזיר עובר לפניו, וזה נקרא ידות נזירות, שלא גמר דיבורו. He didn't finish the word, he didn't say the word נזירות. ומהני לחול עליו כל דיני נזירות, כאילו גמר דיבורו. It's like he finished this terminology. כאדם האוחז בבית יד של כלי. Like a person that holds the handle of a כלי, ומגביהו בכך, כאילו אוחז בכלי. Which means when you hold the yad, it's like you're holding the whole keli, so when you hold the yad, the terminologies of nizirut, it's like you get the whole nizirut with it. So our Mishnah immediately starts off discussing two subjects. It discusses kinuyim, and then it discusses the subject of yad. Mishnah again, kol kinuyim nizirut kinzirut. Ha'omer ehe hareze nazir. Now again, the construction of the Mishnah right away is strange, because you didn't tell me any kinuyim yet. You tell me all kinuyim are like nizirut, then you give me an example in a yad, which is a different subject. So the Gemara will question the construction of the Mishnah. But we continue. The Mishnah says, right, ehe hareze nazir, o ehe na'e. Or if a person says, I will be na'e. Na'e is beautiful. That also would be a lashon of nazirut. Now, Tosafot says, o ehe na'e. גם זה נקרא ידות נזירות. This is also considered a yad. בגמרא מפרש, אמר לו ערבינו למתנו לבבא אחת. ונתני הכי, אומר, אהה או אהה נאה הרי זה נזיר. אז גמרא זה ask another question, what does it say? אהה הרי זה נזיר. האומר, אהה נאה הרי זה נזיר. Just say. האומר, אהה או אהה נאה הרי זה נזיר. We have to split the two cases. Okay, now we go back to the subject of כינויים. נזיר. Well, that's obvious. That's not a kinui. That's obvious, but it's just telling us that this is how you become a nazir. Nazik, naziyah, baziyah. Hare ze nazir. Because all those are kinuim. Hareni kaze. Or if a person comes along and says, hareni kaze, which means I'll be like this person who is a nazir. Hareni misalsel. These are languages that have to do with hair. Misalsel, like a person that, you know, twists and rolls his hair, twirls. Hareni mechalkel. Mechalkel literally means kilkul is to sustain. Hare alai l'shaleyach pera. Or he says, hare alai, it's on me l'shaleyach pera, to grow my hair. Hare ze nazir. That's also considered a kinui, and therefore it's considered enough to be a nazirut. Hare alai sipurim. But if a person comes along and says, it is on me to bring birds, because the nazir also, after his nazirut, has to bring korban. So he says, it's on me to bring birds. Rabbi Meir omer nazir, v'chemim mi'enu nazir. Right, there we have the machlok. Okay, we'll wait for the Gemara to explain this last part of the Mishnah. Let's look at the Tosafot. Nazir, Nazik, Nazir, Pazir, Hareze Nazir. The fish that atzal lefarish kol kinuim patach ve'omer Nazir. Now, even though Nazir is not a kinui, kedomar Nazir hu ikar Hashem akatuv b'Torah. Shal yedeh lashon ze hal alav Shem Nazirut. It's giving you the obvious first. Nazir is the ikar. והוא הדין עם אמר בלשון הכינויים כמו נזיק, נזיח, פזיח. ורשד מתניתין עתה להפירושה. It's coming back to explain the first part of the Mishnah. דקטני כל כינויי נזירות, כנזירות. Now it's giving an example. ובכינויים נחלקו המורים בפרק הבא לנדרים. והמחלוקת המסיק לדרים, exactly where כינויים came from. רבי יוחנן אומר לשון ומותן. It's the language of the גויים. פירוש שלוש לשונות אלו משבעים לשונות הם. The three words that we just said over here is three out of the 70 languages that there are in the world. V'im tomar, l'Rabbi Yochanan, ma'i liya hanagim ha'lishonot. Bechol ayin lishonot namim, kibel alav nezirut, be'ahad ma'anak ha'lishonot, hayil ala nezirut. Why only these three? L'chaura, any language from the 70 should be hal. Yesh tomar, d'yenach ha'namim. It's true. De'gam b'sh'al lishonot im makirim muvinim u'metkavel l'kibel alav nezirut avi nazir. Which is, you're right. If you use any language of any of the languages, but you understand what you're saying, then the nizu will be hal. Aval, me'ane l'shne d'matnitin, ki amar nizrot be'ehad min shalosh l'shnot halalu, chayil ale nizrut name ki en mitkaven. These words over here are automatics. Even if he doesn't understand them, it's like he said nazir. And therefore, if he says nazik or nazir or paziyah, the hadush why I chose these foreign languages, because these work, whether you don't understand, the damit fil lashon torah lashon tahani, because these are more similar to lashon nazir than other languages. So that's the look between these and others. V'rishlakish paligatam, the shlakish argues over there, ve'amad lashon shebadu hachamim melibam. These are words that the rabbis created. Now, the Gemara explained over there, why would the rabbis have to create the shonot? Because they didn't want you to say the normal way of accepting is neder was la Hashem korban. Yeah. So when they're concerned, if you're going to have to say la Hashem korban, like you're saying, this item to me is going to be like asu, like a korban, right? So they were worried that some people, they might end up saying just the word la Hashem, and they're not going to finish the word, and therefore it's going to be Shem Shamam lebatala. So they tried to create other terminologies where you don't have to say Hashem's name, so it'll save you from, let's say, saying Shem Shavah and the Batala. What do you have to make Lashonot for the rabbis? Right. So therefore, the other languages, like Kunam and things like that, where we won't have a... Huh? Right, we have to say Hashem's name at all. Okay, very good. Vim tomar. Uresh lakish, ech yavi korban al yedel lashon shibadu hakamim. Hakamayti holin ba'azara. Interesting question. So the rabbis made up a lashon. But it's only the rabbis made up this language. If you want to tell me, according to Rabbi Yohanan, that's the word of nizirut in a foreign language, I have no problem. That's a legitimate nizirut. But if you tell me rabbis invented words, so it's like the nizirut is a rabbinical nizirut. How could the rabbis mandate now that you're going to bring a korban into the azara? If a person brings a korban that's really not a korban min haTorah into the azara, it's considered he's bringing a hulin into the azara. Min haTorah, this is not a korban. Because these are words that the rabbis made up. Min haTorah is really not nizirut. How could they come along now and through their lishonot make us nizirut that you can actually bring hulin into the azara? That's the first question. Because it's the kavanah. The guy means nizirut. And he knows that this word over here, the rabbis instituted for nedirut. Kabbalah gemurahi ki ilu amar b'shona katub b'Torah. It's a full Kabbalah as if he said the word nazir. So therefore, no problem to even bring a korban. Veharav yihiel piresh derish lakish lav de'inyan korban ka'amar. Ela le'inyan malkut. Delakeh im avar nezirutos shekibil b'shon shibidu hakamim. According to Rabbi Yehiel, he says, Nechanami, you don't bring a Korban. According to Shlakish, Lashon Shibadu Hakamim, they can't obligate you to bring a Korban to the Azara. So what's Nafkamina? Nafkamina, it's a Nizirut, and if you break it, you'll get Malkut. But in the Kharim, so we have a fantastic Malkut amongst Rishonim, Alibad and Shlakish, how far did they say the Inyan of Nizirut? Was it even the Inyan Korban,
Onat. Next Tosfot. Omer Hareni Kazeh.
Okay, guys, I'm like this guy.
What does it mean, this guy? Begavara Mukira de Nazir Ovel Lefanav. Now, Ulgufeh Lo Estarich.
Now, the Chaura, I shouldn't need this case. Because even if you just said the word Ehe alone, it's enough. If a Nazir is walking by. That was the first case in the Mishnah. Ehe, that's a Yad. So Kol Shekeh, when a guy comes along and says Ehe Kazeh.
Which
means the hadush is, if he just would have said hareni, that's nothing. Which means if the guy was walking by and he just said hareni, that's not enough. You have to say hareni kazeh, because if he didn't say that, then already it's up. Which means ehe is alone is more mashma than hareni. So ehe you can get away just saying alone, but hareni you got to say hareni kazeh. Okay, so that's also in yan. Next Tosfot, hareni misalsel, hareni mechalkel, hani lav yadot nezidut ninu. These are not yadot. Diimken letninu le'el ba'de yadot. Ela kevan de gamar de buro, ela shlo pirish lehedja nezirut. Ve'ananu de mefarshinan de bure, mashva de nezirut ba'al lomar, ki amar al nesho v'tafis besa'are. The Gemara said the case where he's holding on his hair. Hareni mesalsel, or hareni mechalkel. So we see from his language that he wants to really accept upon himself a nezirut. The Gemara is explaining, it's not a yad, because he really finished his language. Yad usually is where you don't finish what you're saying. You said eh. And you left it hanging. That's a yad. You're holding on to. Here he said that any mechalkel, that any misalzel. So that's not it. That's more like a kinui than it is a yad. Okay. Comes the Gemara. Mechdi. Now the first question of the Gemara has to do just do with placement. You could ask yourself a question. We are now in Seder Nashim, even though we could have forgotten that we're in Seder Nashim. But if you remember, Yebamot, Ketubot, these are the Ikar Masechtot of Nashim. Okay, so we can question now, what is Nedarim, which we just finished doing in Seder Nashim? That was the Gemara's question. And the Gemara said, because at the end of Masechet Ketubot, we discussed already the Inyan of Nedarim. Where, let's say, a person was Madir, his wife, and vice versa, and things like that. So we got into Nedarim of Masechet Ketubot, so we continued with Nedarim. But now the question is, what does Nezirut have to do with Seder Nashim? The Chaura, Seder Nashim more belongs in Masechet Kadashim. Kadashim talks about the laws of Korbanot. Nezirut is the Inyan of Korban. After 30 days, you have to be sacrificed. So the question of the Gemara is Mechdi. Tana b'Seder Nashim ka'e. The Tana, we find himself in Seder Nashim. Mai ta'ama tane Nazir. What are you telling me now, Nazir and Nashim for? Tana akira ka'e. The Tana is basing himself on a pasuk. V'haya im lo timsa chen be'einav. Talking about a fellow that's getting divorced. Says what? Lo timsa chen be'einav. Which means he loses the favor, she loses the favor in the husband's eyes. Why does she lose the favor? Ki matza ba irvat davar, the pasuk says. Because he found that she was not loyal. That she was doing something in Irva. And then what does the Torah say? V'chatavda sefer kiritut, v'ratam b'yada, that's right for a divorce. V'hachi kamar, mi garam la la'avera, what causes a person to lead to averot? Yayin. That's because you drink. V'ka'amar, kol aro'a o ro'e sota b'kid kula. And the rabbis teach us, anybody sees a sota, which means that's a lady that's unfaithful to her husband, and they see her drink the waters of the sota, and they see her blow up, anybody sees the sota b'ked kula, yazir atzmo min hayayin. He should abstain from drinking wine. So therefore, the Gemara is bringing us a few factors over here. It's bringing me a pasuk, which is a nashim pasuk. It's telling me people get into trouble because of the wine, that brings the divorce. And then it gives me another factor. You should know anybody that drinks, sees a sota, you accept yourself abstaining from wine. What's that got to do with anything we're learning? Who cares about the sultan now? We want to know, and Yan of why Nazir is in Nashim. You can bring me now Kodaro es sota. So the Rivan explains over here. Look at the Rivan. Rivan says like this. Tana akira ka'e. Which is really, it could have brought Nazir after Sotah because it makes sense. Based on, I said, so therefore it makes sense to put it, you know, right after Sotah.
Ela aidi detana ketubot. The ikar seded nashim.
The ikar of nashim is ketubot.
Vetana beperek hamadir.
Right? The last perek was perek hamadir, which already talks about nedarim.
So tana le nedarim le batar ketubot.
So if we put nedarim, already was a subject, let's finish nedarim.
Vadar tana nazir. Why? The mismach le kra.
Because in the pasuk itself, when it talks about nedarim, the pasuk says
lindor neder nazir.
In the pasuk of Nedarim, it talks about Nazir.
Ve'adar tana sota.
Then it put sota after.
De'amar mor kol haro'a sota b'kol kula yazir atzmo min hayayin.
Which that's why it brought the inyan of the sota, just giving you wine to put it after sota. It didn't put it after sota because of what we just told you. Ketubot talks about Nedarim. After Ketubot, put Nedarim. In Nedarim it says, Neder lehazir, Neder nazir. Okay, so put Nezirut there. And then we put Sotah after, because it's a connection between the Zirut and the Sotah. So that's really giving me the order of the Masechtot. Okay. And we see, obviously, that it is in the Inyan of the Nashim, like the Gemara quoted a Pasuki, Matzaba Arvatava, that's brought from the wine. But as it's connected to the subject of Nashim as well. Okay. Okay. Comes the Gemara now and begins the... analysis of the Mishnah.
Patach b'kenuim, mefarish yadot. You opened up with kenuim. Kol kenuim, zirut, kenzirut. And then what's the next line? Ha'omer ehe. Ehe is a yad.
Usually, you're opening up with a subject, finish the subject. What did you went from kenuim to yad.
Amar rava v'tima kidi.
Kidi is the name of a rabbi.
Hasure mehsera. The Mishnah is missing some words.
Vachi ketani. It's the way the Mishnah should read.
Kol kinuye nizirut kinzirut. Kama. V'yadot nizirut kinzirut.
And yadot also are considered like nizirut.
Ve'elu hen yadot.
And now we're going to discuss yadot.
Ha'omer ehe hareze nazir.
Oh, good. So we have two headings now in the Mishnah. Kol kenuye nizirut ke nizirut, kol yadot nizirut ke nizirut. And now we're going to end up, we finish with the yadot, we're going to give you an example of a yad.
So the Gemara says, v'lefrosh kenui beresha.
Give me the examples of kinuyim first. Because didn't you open up the Mishnah? Kol kenuyim nizirut ke nizirut. So give me an example of kinui first. It's like what you're doing over here is, I'll give them a mashal. Right. 1, 2, 2, 1. Go in the right order. 1, 2, 1, 2. What are you going back to? Why are you starting on the second item?
So the Gemara says, Tana mahid salik. Ha'u mefarish b'resha.
No problem. The Tana is explaining what it just finished with. We do see that style, like the Gemara is going to give us examples. That you do see a style that sometimes the Tana will elaborate on the item he just mentioned. So since Yadot was the last thing he mentioned in the Mishnah, okay, let's finish the subject of Yadot. We mentioned it, let's discuss it. And the Gemara gives examples.
What's the examples? Kedetnan.
Masechet Shabbat, few cases.
Bame madlikin, ubame en madlikin. Umefaresh en madlikin.
Correct? Second perek of Masechet Shabbat. These are the items that you do madlik, bame madlikin, ubame en madlikin. What do we discuss? En madlikin. So therefore you see that style.
Bame tomnin.
The Masechet over there discusses in Shabbat again. These are the items that are okay with Hatmana, and these are the items that are not good.
Umefaresh entomnin beresha.
And then the Mishnah explains entomnin. So you see, 1, 2, 2, 1.
Bame isha yotza, ubama ena yotza.
Carrying. What can a lady go out with wearing on Shabbat? What can a lady not go out with?
Umefaresh lo tetze isha beresha.
So you see again. No problem, it's a valid style, that it happens. Good.
So the Gemara said, what are you talking about?
We also learned the other style. Now we discuss an animal on Shabbat. Why? Just like you cannot do melacha, your animals cannot do melacha. So the Mishnah of the Masechet Shabbat says,
these are the things that an animal can go out with. These are animals, the things that an animal cannot go out with. Mefaresh yotze gamal beresha.
David explains one first.
So now already it's confusing. So you see what? It can go either way. Yesh nohalin u'manhilin. Nohalin velo manhilin. Manhilin velo nohalin. This is all talking about over here the laws of inheritance. The Mishnah says like this. Lo nohalin velo manhilin. That's the fourth case. Okay, now we go through each case. The first case of the Mishnah is yesh nohalin u'manhilin. To be nohal is to inherit, and manhil is to bequeath. Okay, so there's certain people that are on both sides of the spectrum. They're inheritors, and they're able to also bequeath, like a father and a son. Father and a son, they yoresh each other, and they also bequeath. Nohalin u'manhilin. Nohalin velo manhilin, which means that they're able to be yoresh, to receive and not bequeath. That would be like a wife can receive from the husband, right? If the husband dies. Manhilin velo nohalin. Manhidim, manhidim velo nohalim, that they're able to bequeath but not inherit. That would be the way they explain it. So he says nohalim velo manhidim kegon habaal et ishto. Manhidim velo nohalim kegon isha et baala. Right. So the lady is manhil. She gives it over, her stuff, to the husband, but does not inherit. Vice versa. Now, velo, the son inherits, exactly. Velo manhilin, velo manhilin. Those are different sides of the family. Which means, the way he says it here is, kirobe mishpachata em, le kirobe mishpachata av. Exactly. The relative of the mother's side does not inherit or bequeath things to the relative of the father's side. There's no connection between the two sides. Okay, those are the laws of inheritance. Now, after you give me four scenarios, the Mishnah goes back to explain in detail. What does it say? It's umifaresh elu nohalin umanhalin beresha. It starts to play case number one. So now you see what you go either way. Sometimes it explains what it just finished. Sometimes it explains what it started with. So we're back to the question over here. What's the rationale of our Mishnah? Why it chose this way as opposed to the other? And what's the rationale of general? Why Mishnayot sometimes switch from the normal, from the style. So the Gemara says, you know what the style is like? It's Ela le'olam, teniyache v'teniyache. You can really go either way. Each way is justified. Ela. Hatam de isura de nafshehu. When the isur is on the person himself, mefarish isura de nafshe beresha. We're going to explain the more stringent situation was when the isur is on him. For example, that's discussing what the Jew is not allowed to do on Shabbat. There it's more important for us to discuss what's asur for him to do. When it's on the person, therefore we're going to explain en madlikin first. When we discuss bame tomnin u bame en tomnin, that's on the person. It's more important for us to discuss what's asur for him to do first. Therefore we're going to explain en tomnin. However, gabe behema, the isura aidi behema u de'ate mefaresh etera beresha. But when it's, for example, not on the person himself, when the sin is being done by the animal, so to speak, of course it's his sin, but through the animal, so then already we'll say, bame behema yotzet, ubame ena yotzet. There already we can discuss the eter, because this is not the person that's doing the avon directly, so therefore we have no problem to put the heter side first. Look at the Tosafot. Look at the Tosafot. Ela le'olam teniyache ve'ache. Ubkulu ika ta'ama. There's reasons for each one. Hatam di isura de nefshe pirush. Hatiluya ba'adam atzmo. Kegon hadlaka batmana. Ubame isha yotzar. For that matter, the case of Bame isha yotzar, she's doing the carrying. Mefresh isuro beresha. Vegabe behema di isu de behema. Mefresh eter beresha. Okay, very good. Elach. Okay, continue the Gemara. What about inheritance? Gabe yesh nohalim nameh mefaresh ikar nahala beresha. By
Nahala inheritance, we want to discuss the Ikar subject of Nahala. The Ikar subject of Nahala is what? The father and the son. So we want to discuss the Ikar first before we get into the
peripheral case. That's why we discussed that first. Right? The Rivan speaks out. Mishum de Ikar Nahalau.
The Torah, when it talks about Nahala, it talks about the father and the son. And therefore, then we discuss that first.
Oh. So now the Gemara comes along and says,
so what's the Pshat in HaMishnah then? Yeah. So if each one is giving an interpretation, we need to say an interpretation in HaMishnah. We started with Kinui. Then we discuss Yad. We didn't discuss cases. This is the subject of Kinui. Then we give Yad. Now the Chaurav, you're saying if it's going on the guy, well, both of them are going on the guy. So therefore, they're both equal. They're both Isur. So therefore, the Chaurav, what was the reason why the Mishnah would choose Yadot first? So the Gemara gives a new reason.
Elahacha leferush kinuye beresha. That's the question. Why over here? Why don't you explain kinuy beresha?
Because you can explain it like this. I'm explaining the question. You asked, we don't understand the question. Why I explained it to you? Chara can go either way. Why would you explain? Why explain kinuy beresha? The explanation is like this. Because maybe the default pshat is you always have to explain what you discussed first. Unless you have a reason to explain number two. So that's what the Gemara went to explain it. And those reasons over there where it was talking about Isur on the Adam, we went away from our normal default position of explaining what we discussed first. Okay, but here, there's no reason. Discuss the Kinuyim first. You said it first. There's no reason to explain Yad before Kinuy. Go back to the default setting. That's the question of the Gemara. That's the analysis, right?
So the Gemara says, Elahainu ta'am Yadot.
You know why we went to Yadot first?
Ho'il ve'atyan le midrasha havivin le.
Because where we got Yadot from. Yadot are not written explicitly that a Yad could be Hal. But the Gemara, if you remember, Nidarim was Doresh Kindor Neder Nazir Lehazir. It's in a double language. And from the double language, they already brought out that even a Yad is going to be acceptable. So therefore, to the Tana, the Derash is Haviv to him. It's important to him. Right? And since it's a Derasha, so therefore the Tana wants to give credibility to the Derasha, so it'll discuss it first. Because of the source of it. Since the source is from the Derash, Yadot that is, therefore it put it, so the source of Kinui is more explicit. And therefore, since the source of Kinui is more explicit, that's not considered from a Derasha. Okay? Because they learned it from a Hekish, actually. The Hekish is like explicit because where the starting point is written.
Okay. So comes the Gemara and says,
so if you're telling me Yadot Habib to the Tana, and that's why you're discussing them first, meaning Ehe,
Viliftach Behon Beresha.
So start it with it, which means go all the way. Start, call Yadot, Nezirut, Kinzirut. And then give me the case of Ehe.
So Gemara says, Tana ki matril bi'ikar korban.
Which means the Tana is going to discuss the ikar. The ikar korban, which means when you bring a korban for Nezirut, is when you say the Lashon of Nezirut. That's like Nezirut or Kinuim, which again explicitly from the Pisukim. There we're going to discuss, just like we said, by inheritance. You discuss the Ikar subject first. When you get to the explaining the cases, the Rasha is more Habib. Look at the Rivan.
You can start the Havivin there. Okay, v'tani lehu beresha, that's why I said it first. V'i amal kinuyin nizrut nami atla midrasha.
The Rivan asks, kinuyin also come from midrasha? He says it's not a midrasha, it's some hekesh, and therefore it's like it's explicit.
Look at the next one. V'liftach bihu beresha, v'litni yadot nizrut kinzirut. V'chod kinuyin nizrut kinzirut. Put yadot first in the heading. Tana ki matchil bi'ikar koman beresha, kegon kinuyin nizrut shem enyan lashon nazir.
It's more closer to nizirut. He's saying a word. He's saying Nazik, Paziyah. Those are words, at least for Nazirut, where a Yad, you're just saying, eh.
you're leaving it open. So therefore, we want to give the ikar, the shonot of nazirut first, because that's obvious, and then we give the perush, we give the derasha, which is also, like we said, the habib. Okay. Now, so the Rivan over here brings a piece of shekla v'tarya from Masechet Nedarim. It's kedai to review it. He says over here, "Lanyan pirushe mifaresh beresha yadot de'atyam midrasha uperek kama nedarim parich." All this analysis, hani chale mandamar kinuim lashon umoten. You say it goes like Rabbi Yohanan, that it came from foreign languages. Good. Ulahaki patap pikinuim beresha de'ikaren. That's ikar language. That's a good language. That's ikar nezirut. Ela leman da malashon shibadulem hachamim liot noder bo. These are made up language. These are synthetic words over here that the rabbis made up. Mai ika lemema liftot biyadot beresha. Huil vatiam bederasha. Yeah, that comes from bederasha has more credibility than a word that was made up. Umeshani mi ketani yadot bematnitin klal. It doesn't say really yadot at all. Ela hasure mehserala. Vetani yadot deham miltan name taritzla veagdim name vetani yadot beresha. Kol yadot nedarim kendarim vechod kinuye nedarim kendarim. Which is in the Chenami. By the way, it doesn't say yadot in the Mishnah, by the way. It was a hasure mehserah. So when you hasure mehsera, you put it second, according to the shtakish, hasure mehsera, put it first. Put it, kol yadot nedarim kedarim, v'chol kenuyen, which means you can't ask him, hey, al mishnah. Hey, al mishnah didn't say anything. Al mishnah didn't have the word yadot in it, bichlal. You added the word yadot, so you added it second. Who added you told you added second? According to me, you added first. And say, kol yadot nedarim kedarim, v'chol kenuyen kedarim. Therefore, there's no question. On the shakish, then you go call them, and then goes follows. Everything's one. That's right. Everything follows one. The whole shaklavita is not needed. Yeah, the same. That's exactly like if they just reminding us that according to the shakish, you'll put it first, right? In the Kanami. Okay. Further with the Gemara. Now the Gemara starts off like this: Ha Omer Ehe, Harez Nazir. Okay, guy just says Ehe. Now that's a classic Yad. Yad Perush, he didn't finish the terminology. Right? He just got the handle of it, but he didn't say any word after that. Dilma ehe betanit kamar. Who told you saying in Nezirut at all? Maybe he's accepting upon himself to fast. Ehe betanit. How do you know even that he means Nezirut? Amar Shemuel, kegon shayad Nezir ove lefanav. Now we're answering the question. There was a Nazir walking by at the same time. So when the guy says, so you put that yad connected with the circumstance. Now, comes out according to this, that this would mean, if Shmuel's answering the Mishnah like this, he must hold and subscribe to the opinion that says, for a yad to be a yad, it has to be mochachat. Because there's a machloket, when you use a language that's a vague language like a yad, does it have to be evident or not? Well, from the fact that Shmuel said that the case is talking where the Nazir was walking by, he must hold, Lema kasavar Shmuel. Let us say that Shmuel holds, Yadayim she'ena mukhichot, lo avyan yadayim. Then he must hold that if it's not mukhiyah, it's not a yadayim. Because that's why he had to establish the case where the Nazir was walking by. Right? Because again, if you hold, what's the logic? Because if you hold that the yad doesn't have to be evident, what do you just say, eh? What do you got to have the guy walking by? Ela must be all that a yad has to have some substance to it. What's the substance? Mochiyah. Amre. So the Gemara says, now this is an interesting shekla v'tarya in the sense, the Gemara is not falling off what it's, normally when you have a lema is let us say, and usually we fall off that premise. Here we're sticking to the premise. Yes, indeed. Shmuel holds a yad has to be mochiyah. Amre bizman shenazir over lefanav leka lesepuka bemilta acharina. When the nazir is walking by, for sure that's a yad shemuchiyah. There's no question. There's no doubt what he means. Aval vad. What's the bet? Aval en hanazir over lefanav. But when the Nazir is not walking by, Amrinan, we may say, Dilma ehe beta'anit ka'amar. Maybe the guy means ehe beta'anit, which means ehe alone is a very vague lashon. We don't even know what it means. It could mean even ehe beta'anit. Now, what is the Gemara trying to say with that? So look at the Tosafot. Tosafot, on the right side there. Haki garsinan amre in. Yes. Bizman shena jiklomar in. Vadai Shmuel svirale yadayim she'ena mochichot lo havyan yadayim. The yadayim have to be evident. Ubenazir ober lefanav. Now when the Nazir is walking by, deka lesepuke de hav yadayim mochichot. That's vadai, it's mochiach. Aval nazir over, aval en nazir over lefanav, dilma ehe betanit kamar kilomar, velo avyan yadayim mochichot. And since it's not yadayim mochichot, no good. That's why ehe alone is not going to be good, because he can mean something else. You're going to ask me a question. Why isn't ehe mochiach also? What else could he be accepting upon himself? So the Gemara is telling you, I tell you, he's accepting upon himself a ta'anit. And therefore, that's exactly why Shmuel had to learn the Mishnah, the shitato, that yadayim she'ena mochichot, lo avya yadayim, ehe alone is not considered mochiach, because it could mean he's accepting upon himself ehe b'ta'anit. That's why I had to say the case to him as he was walking by. V'yesefarim degarse. Some have the text, Amre lo over lefanav havyam yadayim, aval bizman. Lo over lefanav havyan yadayim, aval bizman she'ena nazir over lefanav lo havya yadayim v'achi pirusho. Okay, there's a different text that they're going to come along and say that adraba, when the nazir says, when the fellow says ehe and the guy's walking by, that's a case of yadayim. When the nazir says, when the guy says eh, and nobody's walking around, that's not even a yadayim. Snapshot yadayim in a mochichot. It's not even a yadayim. And what does that mean? Tosi explains. V'achi pirusho le'olam Shmuel lo ba'e yadayim mochichot. It's exact reverse conclusion. Really, I'll tell you, Shmuel doesn't need yadayim mochichot. The only reason why he said that the nazir has to walk by is not because he holds that you need yadayim mochichot. Because he holds, if you just said the word ehe, it's not even a yad.
Ubizman she nazir over lefanav leka lesepuke di yad mi ha'av.
It's a yad at least, because he said ehe, there's a nazir walking by.
En nazir over lefanav dilma ehe b'ta'anit ka'amar upirush afilu yad lo havi.
According to this text,
Masik Achad Shmuel lo aba'e yadayim mochichot.
Very good. Which is according to this over here, comes out that based on the girsa that you have, is going to make the difference between what you hold, Shmuel says. According to the first girsa, we're agreeing. You're right. Shmuel needs yadayim mochichot. That's why he gave the case where the Nazir was walking by. Because if the Nazir wasn't walking by, it's a yad she'enu mochiach. And just saying the word ehe is not going to do it. According to the second girsa, no. Shmuel really holds yadayim she'en mochicha is a yad. Oh, so why isn't ehe enough? Because ehe is not even a yad. You know why it's not a yad? Because it could mean ehe b'ta'anit. I mean, it has to have a hand, it has to be something. So when the guy's walking by, okay, that's mochiyah. But ehe alone, it's not the pshat that it's a yad she'en mochiyah. It's not even a yad. Good, so you see a tremendous nafkamina between the two answers. Tosfot continues.
V'hatam de ka'amar.
Hare at mikudeshet, the famous case in Kiddushin. Guy tells a lady, Hare at mikudeshet. He doesn't say the word li. Hare at meureset. Hare at leintu. All different languages of Kiddushin. Afagav de lo amar li. Hare mikudeshet lo. Uparich, the Gemara says, Le memra de sabash shemuel yadayim she'en mochichot avya yadayim. The Gemara says, what do you mean? That's yadayim she'en mochichot. He didn't say li. So that's yadayim. He's using the lashon mikudeshet. But he finished. And he's saying it's okay. V'atenana omer ahe hare zin nazir umuki l'shmoy b'shin nazir ovin l'fanav. Ha'en nazir l'fanav lo. Amak azmash shmoy yadayim shemikot lo avya yadayim. So the Gemara asked the contradiction from this Gemara. Here it's possible that he held yadayim shena mechichot lo avya yadayim. U'meshani atam ela be'omer mikudeshet li. So you're right. The Kodesh Shmoy, you have to say li. Alma masik atam nushmoy me'achad yadayim shemikot mechichot lo avya yadayim. So it's a question according to this Kirsah. Because the Gemara comes along and says, you're right. Shmuel holds, you need Yadayim Mochichot. That's why you have to say in the Gemara Kedushin, Shkotish, we have to say the word, leave. But according to this Gersa over here, Adrava, we're saying that Yadayim Shena Mochichot, have Yadayim Kotish Shmuel. Lehaki Garsinan Amiin, Vashta, Ay Lema, Eno Kesha Lema. So that's why you have to go to the other Gersa. That's why he falls off this text. And that's why he comes along and says, this Lema is not a regular Lema. Because normally we say, let us say that he holds it's not yadayim, but we're keeping it. Normally we reject the lema. Here we're going with it. Yeah, you're right. And that's the conclusion. So he rejects the second girsa on the basis of a stira from Masechet Kedushin. Gemara goes one step further. Gemara says, V'dilma lefotro min korbenotav ka'amar. Who told you that he means to accept upon himself a nazir, even though the nazir is walking by? Maybe he means to say, meaning, I'm going to exempt this guy from his korbanot. I'll bring the korbanot for this guy. The nazir, after his nazirut, has to be korbanot. Maybe when the guy says, he's committing himself. Listen, I'll pay for the korbanot and bring it. Maybe that, who told you he's accepting upon himself nazirut? Yeah, I agree, it's got to be connected to the Nazir. But maybe it's not an acceptance of the Nazirut. I'll bring his Korbanot. Right? Look at the Ivan, all the way down, Dilma. Afilu ki Nazir ove lefanav. Amai havi Nazir. Ve Dilma lefotro me Korbanotav kamar. Vachi mashma, ani bimkomo lehakrib Korbanotav. It's just he's saying, I will be instead of him. Which is, I'll supply the korbanot. Maybe that's what it means. So comes the Gemara and says, the ka'amar bilibo. The case to where in his heart, he accepted upon himself nizirut. So in his heart, he's saying nizirut. So the Gemara then comes along and says, if that's the case, we accept it upon himself, ihachi mai lemimra. Peshita, what's the hadush? You tell me the guy in his heart taught nizirut. The guy's walking by. He said, so that I need a mishnah to come and tell me his heart already is saying he wants to be nazir. What's the she'ela over here? So the Gemara says, ma'udetema ba'inan pi v'libo shavin. I might have thought that he has to verbally express it, like he expressed it in his heart. Kamashwa, no, he doesn't have to. Ran. Rivan, yache, the nazir over the fana ve kamar nami belibo. My little pshita that the nazir kamar. Ba'inan chiye pi velibo shavin. The ba'inan chiye mosib esvatav. Mashiri belibo. We have to verbally say it. Kamash malan te lo ba'inan. Ubelvad chiye nazir over the fana. But the nazir gotta walk by him. Ha im en nazir over the fana. I forgot the bar belibo. Keman de lo mosib esvatav lo ava muhamilta. Because, so to make it mochiyah, you need the nazir walking by it, you need him to say and you gotta have it in his heart. Now look at the Tosafot. Why would I think you have to verbally say, because by nizirut it says the word, the pasuk, kiyafli. Now the word kiyafli is a lashon until you, it's a word utter, it's a lashon of expression, you have to express it. So the hadush over here is, that you expressed it. So long as you express it and say, with a nazir walking by, bilibo, you're okay. Now, let me just explain one more point, and then we're finished. In the Stav Tosafot over here, we're explaining like this. When a person says Ehe, we're explaining it that the Nazir has to walk by. Because if the Nazir wasn't walking by, we said it can be a not mochiyah. It's a lashon that's not mochiyah. Ehe. According to one girsa, we even learned that could be Ehe is nothing. But according to one girsa, if Ehe alone, when the Nazir is not walking by, it's not mochiyah because it could mean, that's the girsa we took incidentally, that Ehe could mean Ehe betanit. But it should be noted that according to the shita that says that a yad she'ena mochiyah is considered a yad, what do they do with the fact that maybe he meant Ehe betanit? Okay, so it's not mochiyah. So mochiyah, so you have another thing to mean. So they're going to hold that it's more mashma ehe alone nizirut than ta'anit. And I'll tell you why. Because when you say the word ehe, ehe is mashma that you're affecting something immediately. Nizirut you can affect upon yourself immediately. Which means if it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon and you say ehe, that's it, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you're a Nazir. Masha'enken, if you're accepting upon yourself time, it could be if you ate until 12 o'clock, it's not till the next day. So therefore, the word ehe is mashma, something that is definitely now. That would be more mashma nizirut than ta'anit. So according to the shita that says, yad she'en mochiyach, they'll hold that it's more nizirut than ta'anit. Baruch Allah, amen, amen.